Nothing like a little live Joe Bonamassa.
That was awesome. That
Absolutely. Was... And hey, Jane, what time is it?
It is straight up 11 o'clock. That means it's time for Something About the Women.
It is. Hi, Jane. How are you today?
Hey, Mike. I haven't seen you in weeks.
I know. It's because you don't come in here as often until the fall gets going.
Also because the last time I was here, I actually covered for you.
I know.
You were
thank
in Florida.
You. Thank, yeah.
And it was really
fun. Me and Hurricane Matthew.
Yeah.
You know, we just hung out together.
You know how to pick them, don't you, Mike?
I know, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I missed you, I had a lot of fun covering. And
I listened.
Well, it was, this is such a great show, Mike on the Mic. 9 to 11 Saturdays.
Did you have a trainee that day too?
Yeah. I actually had several trainees. I had three trainees, so mm-hmm. we had a little bit of an adventure together.
Yeah,
and,
okay.
You know, now they're all trained up and ready to go.
All right,
so,
cool.
Yeah.
So, what's going on today at the Six Pack at Noon?
Well, I'm not sure how to summarize this, but yesterday it was such a weird day in terms of the bottom dropping out of like another cycle in this crazy election mm-hmm. thing.
Oh wait, so suddenly I feel a little.
Yeah. So our Six Pack at Noon today is women scorned and done wrong by
men.
Well, one might say that actually Bill Maher had fun with this last night, and he said it in a much more vulgar way than I shall. But you know, whether it's their own foolish choices, the women's own foolish choices of some of the men who later do them wrong. Huma mm-hmm. Abedin,
uh-huh.
Hillary Clinton. But anyway, then those men, by God, they do those women wrong. And so our Six Pack at Noon is scorned women.
Okay. Yeah. All right, get out of the way, everybody. Yeah. Jane's up next.
No. I'm listening. No. I want to hear this.
Oh, yeah. Right. Oh, yeah. Some of your favorites, I promise you. And not negative, just good old-fashioned, like, you really? Really?
Really?
Really?
Oh, I love your mood today.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
Yeah.
All right, so you gave me something to put in a CD player. What is going to happen when I push this red button?
Well, this is some new music from Melissa Etheridge, and she's covering a lot of the Stax classics, and this one is, I'm pre-announcing, which is a cardinal sin, but this is Born Under a Bad Sign.
Oh, cool.
I'm Scorpio, so here we go. Yeah, we're in the season, straight up. Now 11:03, we are WMFO in Medford. Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Mike, so much. And great music as always.
Thanks everyone for listening. Stick around for Jane. I'll be here talking to you next week at 9. Thank you, everybody. It's WMFO. We'll be right back.
shine. Come and kiss me by the riverside. Sarah says it's cool, she don't consider it cheating. That two slides on my brain need to have a meeting. Can't think of anything to do. My left brain knows all love is fleeting. He's just looking for something new. I said it once before, but it bears repeating. Can't be so misleading. He turns and says, are you alright? Oh, I must be fine, cause my heart's still beating. Come and kiss me by the riverside. Sarah says it's cool, she don't consider it cheating. Don't go telling no more, don't go telling no more. Don't go telling no more lies on Sarah. Don't go telling no more, don't go telling no more. Don't go telling no more lies on Sarah.
Money don't fall sweat.
Oh, yeah, that's Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, and People Don't Get What They Deserve. And before that, we heard Joss Stone, Fell in Love with a Boy, and we started out our show today with brand new Melissa Etheridge, and that was her cover version of Born Under a Bad Sign. It is just about 11:15 on October 29th. Who can believe it? November is nearly upon us, but we are still hanging around the last weekend in October. My name is Jane. This is Something About the Women. We are here every Saturday between 11 and 1, and we play music by women across all musical genres. We keep with the freeform thing of WMFO, but we feature women artists. And we love when you call in with ideas. A studio line, which has changed from what it used to be. So write it down, keep it in your phone, or find a clever way to memorize it. It's 855-915-WMFO. That's the clever way. 855-915-3264. And, you know, I'm keeping you company. You are, I hope, enjoying a lovely Saturday. And great music coming up.
No one laughs at God in a hospital. No one laughs at God in a war. No one's laughing at God when they're starving or freezing or so very poor. No one laughs at God when a doctor calls after some routine tests. No one's laughing at God when it's gotten real late and their kid's not back from that party yet. No one laughs at God when their airplane starts to uncontrollably shake. No one's laughing at God when they see the one they love hand in hand with someone else and they hope that they're mistaken. No one laughs at God when the cops knock on their door and they say, "We got some bad news, sir." No one's laughing at God when there's a famine, fire, or flood. But God could be funny at a cocktail party while listening to a good guy theme joke. Or when the crazy say he hates us and they get so red in the head, you think they're about to choke. God could be funny when told he'll give you money if you just pray the right. Presented like a genie with his magic like Houdini, or grants wishes like Jiminy Cricket and Santa Claus. God could be so hilarious, ha ha. Ha ha. No one laughs at God in a hospital. No one laughs at God in a war. No one's laughing at God when they've lost all they got and they don't know what for. No one laughs at God on a day they realize that the last sight they'll ever see is a pair of hateful eyes. No one's laughing at God when they're saying their goodbyes. But God could be funny at a cocktail party while listening to a cookout theme joke. Or when the crazy say he hates us and they get so red in the head you think they're about to choke. When told to give you money if you just pray the right way. And when presented like a genie with his magic like Houdini, or grants wishes like Jiminy Cricket and Santa Claus. God could be so hilarious. But no one laughs at God in a hospital. No one laughs at God in a war. So very poor. No one's laughing at God. No one's laughing at God. No one's laughing at God. We're all laughing with God. Who said it best? Were you the one? let's just forget, leave it behind and carry on. If you should find the time to speak, then speak to me. I'd never keep you from your final destiny, so carry on. I lost my nerve, yet peace surrounds, so carry on.
Yes, I've seen you here before, standing just inside the door. 'Cause you'd never want to take up any room. And everybody's slow dancing in the hall, but you just hold tight to the wall. 'Cause a little pleasure, that would be too much to presume. Yes, and that's the way it's been, but you'd love to join on in. You join in, but you just don't think you should. Well, now come on along with me, let me help you see that baby, it's okay to feel. You're the kind to stand in the rain, never tap on a window pane. 'Cause you wouldn't want to trouble anyone. And when they call your name for the parade, you always step back in the shade. 'Cause you wouldn't want to inconvenience the sun. That tender touch, and you reach out, oh, you
efficiency, far as you can see. He knows every loophole, the art of fine print, massages the numbers till they fit. And every time you ask him for another vanishing ad, he half smiles as if to say, whatever you want, whatever you want, whatever you want is fine by me. Just one day, so
Sheryl Crow and Ordinary Morning. Before that, we heard an acoustic song from K.T. Tunstall. That was One Day. Vienna Tang gave us Whatever You Want. Susan Werner, It's Okay to Feel Good. Some brand new Nora Jones, that's Carry On. And we started out that set of music with Laughing With by Regina Spektor. My name is Jane, everybody, and you're listening to Something About the Women here on WMFO in Medford. And, you know, today is October 29th, but Massachusetts has, for the very first time, early voting. And so if you're a registered voter, which I surely hope you are, I want to let folks know locally here that both Somerville and Medford are offering early voting, and that is extremely exciting. And that's even this weekend. So if you live in Somerville, you can vote at Somerville City Hall on Highland Avenue. And today you can vote from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. And tomorrow you can vote between 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. And then also you can vote next week right through Friday. And you can get more information by going to somervillema.gov/early voting. And for the city of Medford, you can also vote at City Hall. And weekend hours this weekend from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday. So you still have about an hour and a half. And tomorrow, October 30th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Medford City Hall. And that is on George P. Hassett Drive in Medford. And you can get more information about Medford's early voting by going to www.medfordma.org and looking it up there. So there are also hours next week in Medford. We have early voting right up through Friday, November 4th. And you, I think you don't want to be left out of this election. That is what I'm thinking. And maybe you're tired of it. Maybe you just want it to be over. But, you know, please, for heaven's sakes, exercise your right to vote. It's really, 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 really important. And someone is calling the old WMFO number, and it doesn't work anymore. So if you want to reach us here at WMFO, you need to dial the new number, which is 855-915-8255. 9636. That's 855-915-WMF. Oh.
Thank you. anything. I still care for you. Yeah.
ain't got your love anymore. I'm leaving you for.
Give me space. Now, let's see if we can't figure out what you are, my little friend. And where you come from.
I saw part of the message you...
I seem to have found it.
Dear listeners, years ago you served my father in the Format Wars. Now he begs you to help us in our struggle against the Clear Channel Empire. I regret that I am unable to present my father's request to you in person, but my ship has fallen under attack, and I'm afraid my mission to bring you to Alderaan has failed. Your support is vital to the survival of the Freeform Rebellion. Information on donating is contained in the memory systems of this R2 unit. My father will know how to retrieve it. You must see your donation safely delivered to WMFO.org. This is our most desperate hour. Help me, dear listeners. You're my only hope.
Support WMFO. Donate via check to Trustees of Tufts College, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155, or online at support.wmfo.org. Help win the Freeform Rebellion.
Okay, in our last set of music, we heard from Casey Musgraves, that was Biscuits. Michelle Branch gave us Strange. Amy Winehouse, that's going out by request for David. That was, of course, Back to Black, turning 10 years old. Hard to believe. Rest in peace, Amy. Adele gave us Rumor Has It, and then another request, that was Meghan Trainor, Lips Are Moving, going out to Finney. But I think we all know who that song is about, right? It is straight up 12 o'clock. You are listening to WMFO in Medford. My name is Jane, and thank you so much for listening. When I sit in and host the show, we do a feature called The Six Pack at Noon, and that's a six-song set. It's a spotlight on one artist or on a theme. Today's theme, Hell Hath No Fury Like a Woman Scorned. Yeah, that's inspired because... Well, I don't know. I don't know about you, listeners, but this has been a long, long election season, and I'm pretty tired of the misogyny that is floating around out there. And yesterday, it was just made even more intense because Mr. Anthony Weiner is ruining it again. So, you know, as I said at the crossover with Mike this morning, Bill Maher